Hello and welcome to Reddit on Reddit, the internet's auditory version of Reddit. I'm Nelson Allingham, joined by Michael Kemba Campbell.
Bloody join my joint. Oh, I've started badly. I was trying to say,
yeah.
I took a big sip of water and then I panicked.
Okay.
Joined by me again.
Oh, that's me. I'm Michael Campbell.
Literally. Joined by me again, Nelson. That was what I was trying to say.
Oh, okay.
Several sentences ago now.
That would have been good if you sort of quickly did that.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have to think about it.
Yeah. I'd be like, oh, witty line.
Man, this is not a good omen for me this episode.
Well, do you know what it is a good omen?
Oh, no, you've done it.
Is that I tried really hard to search all of Reddit to find two first segment Reddit on Reddits, and I could only find one.
Yeah, I noticed there's only one.
You know what? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I'm getting lazier. Didn't think that was possible.
Long listeners of the show will be surprised because I actually have the show notes open in front of me.
Whoa.
I haven't read them. But
obviously,
I'm peering at it now and it just seems like gibberish. This is what I see. GOWDNDROR.
Well, ROR is Reddit on Reddit. You should probably quickly pick up on
this. This isn't words, Nelson. This is just
and
letters.
And then CMV. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Welcome to the acronym version of Reddit on Reddit.
The first four things written here are GOWDNDROR CMV. Then there's a sentence, then there's a TIL.
Yeah. I mean, most of those things you'd know.
Yeah, some of them. D&D, I'm vaguely aware of.
Yep. Guess what I did this week?
D&D.
I played Dungeons & Dragons.
Ah.
And we finally finished our first campaign.
Hey, how long does I'm a novice with this. How long does a campaign last? Is there a certain amount of time or is it until the story wraps up? How do you know when it's over?
Our, it essentially doesn't ever end. Oh, you could make it so it doesn't end.
Yeah.
Until your character dies of old age, I guess, or just dies in combat.
Yeah.
But, or the entire team dies. Because otherwise you can just have a new character come in.
Sure.
But for our particular campaign, so we'll continue on after this one, but we estimate that it was about 36 hours.
Right. But you had a story that you wanted to complete in that campaign?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, okay.
So that was good.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You've been slowly trying
I killed an innocent dwarf. Sorry, I know like we were about to move on, but I just couldn't hold on to it anymore.
The guilt
the
was
guilt
racking.
Of killing an innocent dwarf, he was lying on the ground and I electrocuted him.
Oh.
So
did you have to for any reason?
No. Well, he was in the way.
Right, okay.
It was his own fault, really.
Right. And I don't know much about D&D, but could you have rolled a number that just meant you stepped over him?
Similarly, yes. The DM said that if I roll high enough, I won't hit him.
Okay.
He said, oh, you have to roll higher than a 13, I think it was, right? I rolled a 1.
Right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I obliterated that innocent dwarf.
And do you hear that, Nelson? It's the sound of so many new listeners turning
caring,
off.
Caring and going, I should get into Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Well, that's a little geeky, Nelson. But I also know this weekend you've been playing video games.
Yes, God of War.
Yes.
If you've got a console, get God of War.
You probably
can't get it on Nintendo. Even Xbox, I'm not sure.
Get it on your Windows 95 system.
Get it on that. Get it on. It's really good. It's such a good game.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. And in fact, every moment of today and future days is a disappointment with the time that I'm not playing that game. But,
that's exciting. And I must say, I've somewhat come out of my video game slump. I've been playing a video game for the first time in a long time.
Mm.
I've been playing A Way Out, which is the co-op prison break game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Co-op prison break game.
But I haven't actually properly played a video game since the Chronicles of Riddick Escape from Butcher Bay.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last video game I sat down and completed.
On PlayStation 1?
I played it on Xbox.
All right, yeah, whatever.
And I kept, see, here's the thing. Here's how much I don't know about video games. When people kept asking, I kept saying Xbox One.
Okay, yeah.
As in the original Xbox.
I don't think you're in the wrong there. I think Microsoft are just dickheads. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's like, oh, I've got a great idea, guys. I know this is like our third or fourth edition, but we'll call it one. Why? That will just make it confusing. No, it's fine. Do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Bill. God. I think that's how it went down.
Yeah, absolutely.
What else did you get up to?
Not much. I saw a really shit film.
I wanted to get to this point. Okay. I wanted you to admit to the listeners what you watched.
Oh, I'll admit it. Yeah. And I saw the movie Rampage. Okay, and let me tell you, I've been keeping a list of every movie I watched this year.
Yep.
Okay, so I counted here, I've seen 23 movies in theaters, like new release movies this year.
Okay.
Right? It's the fucking worst one, man. It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever seen.
You didn't have to go see it.
Yeah, I know.
So who is in it again? What's it about? Okay. A really brief premise.
Okay, so do you remember the video game Rampage? It's from like the late 80s, maybe early 90s. And it's this giant gorilla, a giant crocodile, and a giant wolf. And they rampage through the city and they tear stuff up.
It's
a movie based on that, which I know what you're thinking. Flimsy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. So, here's the problem, right? There's a rule in screenwriting. Show, don't tell, right?
Yeah.
You show something, you don't just have someone tell you something. Yeah, this movie's never fucking heard of this rule.
Okay.
So there's just points where other characters will point out things about Dwayne Johnson's character to him. Like one guy goes, you know what's weird? You enjoy animals more than you enjoy humans.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a, you know, like people never say. Okay.
Does Dwayne turn to the camera and go, yes, I do.
He may as well. But this is how lazy this movie is. At one point, like halfway through the film, instead of explaining anything about the characters leading up to it, there's a character played by Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's like a government man. He's got an iPad in front of him. And he's got The Rock and he's got the main female, Naomi Harris.
Yeah.
And he just reads their backstory off an iPad to them. It's like, you, I know about you. You used to be a military man. And then you were a poacher for a while, but now you're a zoologist. You know, like people don't do.
Why is he reading it?
Yeah, and then he turns
to
her.
Is it just like he forgot his lines?
And then he turns to her and he's like, and you. He just does it again.
They're like, you're meant to memorize this, man. Yeah, you're meant to have known all about them. You're not meant to be reading off an iPad.
And then the weirdest thing, right, because it's based on a video game, which I haven't played, but it looks crap. It's old, and old games are crap.
Yep.
Is there's like these villains in the movie, but in the background of their office is an arcade machine for the game Rampage, which just brings up these weird logic loops in the movie.
Yeah. That brings up some questions.
Like, I'm all for like a little Easter egg or whatnot, but that one breaks the movie.
Unless, see, Kemba, I didn't think you thought about this, how it was intended.
Okay.
The event of Rampage had happened in the past, distant past. It was a fable, in fact.
Okay, right.
And then it got turned into a video game, and then it happened same again. Thing happened.
So someone, presumably, that knows about the fable and has played the game, looks out the window and goes, this is fucking weird.
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's happened again.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, it's not a good movie. It's like if the Avengers walked past a movie poster for the Avengers, you know? Like it's
just... Yeah, that's pretty stupid. Alrighty. Well, that's good. I mean, it's not good, it was terrible. But let's get into Reddit on Reddit.
Okay.
This first Reddit on Reddit is by Bob Saget's maid.
Oh. Okay.
And it's a change my view.
Okay, sure.
CMV. See? Starting to get all these letters
a
now.
A subreddit suggested by Bill from Escape This Podcast.
That's true. Okay. The superhero genre is really just centered around spectacle and the creative exploration of superpowers, but there is no real depth to it in general.
Oh, very timely, because we're just around the corner from the release of the new Avengers, the Infinity War.
Yes.
10 years in the making.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like they didn't from the first Iron Man.
No.
Right?
Technically, I'm going to sound real nerdy here. Technically, it's from like 2012.
Yeah.
The end of the last Avengers. Thanos turns around at the end. He's like, okay. Oh, it's me.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, and quickly Googled him. He's like, oh, yeah, Thanos. Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, I remember sitting next to you, I think, in the theater. And I'm pretty sure you were like, Thanos. And I was like, that guy.
I remember, because we used to work at the movies, I would always go in the back. There's certain movies I go in the back because I like to hear people's reactions.
Right.
Just to go in the back. And I remember I heard there's a guy and a girl sitting there. And that happened. And one of them goes, oh, my God, it's Hellboy.
It would be funny if it turned out to be Hellboy.
Yeah. They must be very confused watching Infinity War. They're like, it's not like anything like Hellboy.
Isn't Hellboy good?
What's he wearing a glove for?
Where have his horns gone?
So what do you think about this? Superhero genre is just centered around spectacle and creative exploration of superpowers, but there's no real depth to it in general.
I think... Some are kind of like that. Mm-hmm. I like...
It's a really boring fence-sitting answer, isn't it?
I like all superhero films and or comic books that focus around their origin story.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's... I think you could maybe have this argument for most-ish sequels.
Yeah.
Right? But I think what's really good storytelling, right, is where you have... a regular person put into a situation that they don't know.
Sure.
And you see how they would react to that. Mm-hmm. That's like essentially almost all storytelling, right? Because you can very easily get into the body of that character.
Sure.
Another really good one, actually, I think, is zombie apocalypses.
Mm-hmm.
Because that essentially just saying, you know, these are just regular people, essentially.
Sure.
But all of a sudden, there's zombies everywhere. What would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing, you know? And that's what I think makes those genres entertaining. And it's entertaining, again, for a while. It's like The Walking Dead, right?
Uh-huh.
It was an interesting story, you know, to start off with. Because when they're learning about the world and what's happening, and then they get, you know, holed up and you're like, wow, I can really, you know, relate to this. Sure. This is what I did, and, you know. I think then you get past the point of everything's new.
Yeah.
And then you're just stuck in this world, and then nothing new is happening, and it gets a little bit more boring, right? Because you've gone past the point of how are they coping with this situation, what regular human copes with this situation.
Yeah.
So I think superhero stories are quite do get in depth in the sense of human emotion and such when figuring out powers. You know, I think there's sort of this logic that's played there. And I think that is kind of, it goes into a lot of layers similar to like emotional state, but also ideals and values of people as well. Obviously, normally the character that's being played, but then, you can get even levels of like villains and their motives and how that can be represented in, you know, other. I'm going to say a poor example because I didn't really like this movie, but Dr. Oct in Spider-Man.
You don't like Spider-Man 2?
2. No, I liked it, but you just can't go back and watch that film. It's terrible.
Yeah. I remember I watched the first Spider-Man like maybe a year ago, and I actually didn't watch the second one for that reason.
Right, yeah.
Because you're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
I don't remember being this camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Green Goblin's like, I'll get you, Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, yeah, that's exactly what he'd say.
He's wearing like a fucking motorbike helmet.
Yeah. But anyway, like I quite like the Dr. Ock's sort of... that idea of his character trying to create something for humanity.
Right.
Although it gets a bit weird when his like arms start talking to him.
Yeah, and there's a weird, like, it doesn't quite make the leap of logic that it needs to when he... Because he wants to make a... it's like a reactor that has like a mini sun.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and the best way to do this is strap 4 fucking metal arms to my back. But, yeah, I mean, surely
they try to explain that away somehow.
Yeah, but there are ways to operate those arms without strapping them into your spine.
Is it there?
Yeah.
It was supposed to have something to do with, like, the dexterity of... But since that time, there has been great advances with robot operations.
Maybe I'm in a 2018 mindset and not a 2002 mindset.
Like, man, this would be so much easier with a joystick and a couple of buttons.
like the game Rampage.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think they're right to an extent. Sure, some of them are just like this.
Yeah,
some of them are a little better. Almost, I guess, the exact opposite to your point when you said Origins are the most interesting. If you look lately at Logan.
Right.
The ending of that story.
Oh, yeah, the ending is
fantastic.
Really good.
It's really emotional. There's barely any superpowers in it.
That's true.
It's just a really nice, sweet, emotional, dark, sad story.
It was really cool. That is probably one of the better superhero films I've ever seen.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's definitely up there.
But I would say there's not really any exploration of superpowers in that film.
Yeah,
it's almost like they strip
it's
it
just
right
a
back.
Thing.
Yeah,
it's just
it's
like,
just
oh,
thing.
He's got. I've got this. By the way, I've got some claws and invulnerability.
But I think the best comic book movies, and I would just say the best movies in general, are the ones that stick to a theme and a tone.
Yeah,
you know. So I think that's a good example. I just recently we rewatched Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah,
and that movie's got some cheeseball bits in it,
mm-hmm.
but. Even things like the very end of that movie is just a very emotional scene between three people. That's all it is.
Yeah.
When you could have a big blue beam shooting up into the sky and aliens coming out of the sky and all kinds of stuff, they just pulled it right back and it's just an argument between three people.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool that, you know, that there's a theme of that movie that runs all the way through it until the very end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So I think we've changed this person's view. I'm going to say, I'm going to say definitively.
Tick.
But also, actually, I was also going to say that, and it does say the superhero genre.
Yeah.
And although I don't read much comic books, and I'm sure you do way more than I have, I feel like there is a little more, you can get a lot of depth out of written content.
Yeah.
More so than a movie. Just comparing books to, you know, to screen. I reckon you can get way more out of books. So I'd argue that in comic books, there is more, you can have more depth in those as well.
Yeah, and but like anything, yes.
It's like the killing joke and stuff.
Sure,
like,
yeah. But like anything, yes and no. There's some comics that are real fluff kind of whatever, and there's some that are really kind of more in depth. But I think at this point, in the fact that there are so many comic book films and just comic books in general, it's like saying the movie genre. Comic books have a million genres in them. You got westerns, you got actions, you got comedies, you got like there's not one genre that is comic book, and there's not one thing that is sports.
Yeah.
There are different kinds of sports.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Yep.
Good, Cambo.
Yeah. Oh, now I look like the nerd. Oh, no.
This was my plan all along. I'm the cool guy.
Yeah, dastardly scheme.
Alrighty, Cambo. Let's get into Today I Learned.
Okay.
So now it's time for Today I Learned.
Today I Learned.
This Today I Learned is by Jominin. just Jominin.
I'm looking at the name. That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Or maybe they wanted me to say Jazeromwanenwan.
Yeah, okay. So I'm just going to point out for people how it is spelt. J0M1N1N. So Jominin isn't bad.
I am yearning for the day in which people stop using numbers to spell things.
But it's cool. It's cool, Nelson.
That coolness will fade. And right. I'm waiting for it.
It hasn't been cool since like the early 2000s.
Yeah, for a really long time. But maybe in this person's defense, that's when they created their name. We don't know.
You can change it.
If it's like a Reddit, can you change your Reddit username? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe. Anyway, start a new account.
Yeah.
Anywho, today I learned that on December 28th, 1973, after having worked for 16 hours a day without breaks for 6 weeks, the crew of the Skylab space station mutinied and shut off communications with ground control for a day.
Hmm. Just sticking it to the man.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of a real ballsy thing, because just shutting off communications in space is...
Yeah.
Like, they could think you're dead.
Yeah. I thought this was a very risky move.
Yeah. And don't go, like, I'm all in favor of a break, right?
Yeah.
But if they were like, do the work, you could just be like, no.
Yeah.
And not turn off communication.
Yeah, that's right.
What are they going to do? Come up there? Like, you get back to work or we'll be up there in 16 hours.
Maybe they just, they, like, through the PA system, just have a long droning, like, and then they turn it off when they start working again or something like that. It's like, oh, we'll just switch this off.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I thought that was super ballsy. Mm. Like, I mean, there is the worst circumstance for you to... Yeah, but I think that's almost even worse. It's space exploration is still new.
I mean,
and anything could go wrong at any moment. And you're just like, oh.
It's the 70s. They probably had a devil-may-care attitude. They're probably smoking on that space station up there.
Probably.
Listening to rock and roll records.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought that it's just like... It's the worst sticker to the man thing because they surely need ground control to, like, send them back to Earth, you know?
Yeah.
There'd have to be some sort of calculations and stuff.
Yeah.
I like the idea that they flip off on the communications and they're like, all right, guys, we're ready to work again. What do you need? And there's just silence.
Guys? Guys?
Like, and then after a long period of time, they started to get a little bit worried. They say, now, are you going to talk to us like adults? I'm like, yes, yes, Houston.
Okay, so here's my problem. Right. 16 hours a day, long day. Mm-hmm. 6 weeks, long time. But if you're an astronaut
mm-hmm.
and you're signing up to go into outer space,
mm-hmm.
surely at some point someone needs to go, it's going to be a lot of hard work. You
yeah.
realize this, right? And I'm like, yeah, I can take hard work.
Yeah.
And then when they get up there and it is hard work and long days for a long time, they're like, well, I'll be.
Yeah.
I never suspected that working in outer space would be hard and long.
They probably get paid pretty well as well, I imagine. And, you know, count their lucky stars. They're closer, so they would be easier to count them. You know, there's children in India. Working 20 hours a day.
They would love to be up in space.
They would love to be up in space, working only 16 hours a day. God.
For your salary, mate.
Yeah. And I don't really understand the... I mean, to me, and I could be totally wrong, but nothing seems to be... I mean, okay. What do you do in space? This is what I'm trying to get at here. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
16 hours a day, constantly working. No break, not even time for a toilet break. You can't even take a little bit of a wee.
Not even time to smoke indoors like they did in the 70s.
Yeah. There is no time for that. What do you possibly my imagination of space is just when they're in the space station is them just flicking switches.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's all they do. All the hard work's done when they were like
On the ground.
Getting up there is the hard part.
I mean, we're not smart enough to know what they do in space,
right?
But I would also say, you know, 16 hours a day, you know, so you're getting like 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
Wake up, you go to work. What else are you going to do? What, are you going to go for a run?
Yeah.
You're in space.
Yeah.
What, you're not going to go play ping pong, are you?
You might do a Sudoku or something.
Maybe.
You know?
But yeah, you get up and you go, geez, I'm in space still.
Yeah.
May as well get to work.
Yeah, that's right. I'd be like, I'm bored. I'm going to start anyway.
Yeah.
That's all they needed to do just once is be like, okay, you don't have to work today. And give them like a couple of hours. And they're like, all right, I'm bored.
I'll do the one pedal. I mean, I've got nothing else on.
Yeah, exactly. But seriously, what do they do?
Especially in the 70s. They don't have Netflix up there.
The 70s was such a boring time. It was literally nothing to ever do.
Everyone probably worked 16 hours a day in the 70s.
I would have worked 18 just so that I wouldn't have to deal with the boredom of life. Okay. Here's another one.
Okay.
This is by Schwartz Sabbath. Today I learned that while in Sharon Springs, Theodore Roosevelt was approached by a 12-year-old girl who asked if he would like to have a badger. Expecting to humor her, he agreed, and the girl came back with a 2-week-old badger. President Roosevelt named him Josiah, and he became one of the presidential pets.
Right. Where'd this kid...
That was also by Mitch, by the way.
Ah, thanks,
Mitch. Friend of the show, Mitch, sent that through.
Where'd this kid get a badger? Did you just kidnap a badger from the wild, from its family?
Yeah.
That's a new badger. There's probably some badger dad comes home from a long day at the office.
Yeah.
I can't wait
His wife's dead.
Can't wait to see my kid. Because she's a monster, this kid.
Yeah.
Comes back and his wife's impaled onto a wall. And
yeah.
The little badger
just a massive stick
is rocking back and forth from where his kid once was. And he's like, no, I need to get my kid. But he ran over and then one of the secret servicemen for the president fucking shot him.
Yeah. Okay. I thought this was going to turn into like a John Wick thing.
Oh, right.
The badger seeks revenge.
But you're not going to get to the president, are you? He's a very well-protected man.
I think
man.
That would be a very... I'm going to put it out there. It'd probably be better than Rampage. I would go to see a movie where there is a badger
mm-hmm.
that decks themselves out with guns
yeah.
and tries to storm the White House.
And kill Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not a period film either.
Yeah.
It's in modern day.
Yeah. That's right. It's like you have some explanation where...
No,
you
know, don't.
The badger's like being stuck in some sort of time warp as well. And it gets to a very emotional conclusion
right.
where he busts style. Into the room that he thinks, you know, Teddy Roosevelt is.
Right.
And somebody tells him that he's been dead for years. And he's like, oh, no.
Who's president now? Donald Trump? He seems fine. Everyone goes, oh. Yeah, this, but, okay, this is, it's odd that she just gave him a badger and he's like, yeah, I'll go run with this.
Well, I think it's funnier, right, in the first place that she said, oh, do you want one? And expecting to humor her, he agreed.
Yeah.
What? At one point, like, I know she was a child, but she was 12 years old. Like, right. That's pretty, that's like the start of high school-ish, sure. Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. End of sort of primary school. Like, that's not an idiot child. Like, if my niece, who's 2 and so, if she came up to me and was like, hey, do you want a badger? I'd be like, okay, sure. And expect her to come back
yeah.
with just her hands cupped. Like, sure. Here's a badger. And I'd be like, oh, he's so cute, whatever. But... A 12-year-old girl, even though it's a bit weird, I'd just kind of be like, I might say no to this one, you know?
You are of a solid state of mind at this point.
Yeah.
But also, this... Okay, 2 things. Either Theodore Roosevelt doesn't understand kids.
Yeah.
And he's like, 12, what are you, fucking 6? Like, or at some point, she's like, hey, do you want a badger? And he's like, sure, little girl, whatever. She goes and gets him a badger, and he goes... It's a good fucking badger.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to keep this.
Yeah, that's true. It was probably something like, she was more like, hey, do you want to see my pet badger? And then he had his PR team, you know, spin this little story. So that Josiah, previously named Bill, is, you know, now his pet.
Yeah. And the dad had to, like, kind of politely tug the daughter back. Be like, no, honey, it's the president now. Yeah. Like, that smile just plastered across his face.
He's like, you want me to build a highway through your house? This badger's mine. But I think a pet badger would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon they would be like, I imagine sort of the cross between a dog and a cat.
Sure.
I don't know why exactly.
I mean, they're not.
Because I feel like they're not as... They wouldn't be as snooty as a cat.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, not as, like, ridiculously happy to see you as a dog. That really annoys me about dogs. If I had to say anything...
Their love annoys
me. Their love annoys me. No, it's the like, unrequited and too... like, for no reason at all. You could, like, kick a dog... And then it would still just be happy. And that just annoys me, you know?
Okay.
Have some self-respect.
All right, okay. I mean, you're a monster, but sure.
I reckon a badger, if I kicked it, it'd be like, hey, don't kick me.
Like, you know what? I'm not going to come back for like 2 days.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, see? I think badgers would be great pets.
And like it would be that bit where like you come home and a cat will maybe appear after a couple of hours. I'm like, oh, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And a dog runs up to you and is like, oh my God, you're home. I can't believe you're home. This is the best. A badger will just kind of be like, hey.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Have a hey. It'd be like you know, our housemate arranger. I come home and like, hey,
yeah.
And that'd be it. You know, we do our own things. We might have a conversation at one point.
Yeah.
I'll pat you on top of the head.
A scourge for food.
Yeah, that's right. Just the usual things.
I said scourge. That's not a word.
I went past it.
Yeah.
And for your benefit.
I'm calling myself out. That's my new trend.
Okay. That's good. Well, Cambo, we could move on. Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's get into shower thoughts.
Okay.
Shower thoughts, thoughts.
This shower thought is by Play Crossy. If you assume our universe will exist for a very long/infinite time, it is more than likely the human race will become extinct.
Mm-hmm.
If you are worried about being remembered after you die, don't be. Our whole species will one day be extinct and no one will be remembered.
Yep.
Nice thought.
I think it's fine though. Like, if people don't realize this, like, even the most famous person in the world.
Yeah. Means nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It means nothing at all.
What we're saying is kill yourself now. It's not worth it.
And because it's such a nothing thing to like have a following or anything like that. If you just subscribed, it wouldn't consequence anything. So just do it. What's the problem?
Yeah.
There's no consequence. No one will remember this in 1,000 years.
So just do it.
But we'll remember it if you don't do it now.
Yeah, that's right. We'll guilt you
into
it, obviously. I didn't have much to say for that one. I just thought it was...
just a real downer to bring...
Real downer.
Yeah. I mean,
this
show has been a series of downers in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
82 downers, in fact.
No, but I mean, this episode in particular, talking about Teddy Roosevelt kidnapping a badger from a little girl.
I thought that was uplifting when I started to think about having a pet badger.
Well, that's true. That was nice.
I think it was a positive.
Yeah, I mean, you did talk a little bit about kicking dogs.
Well, yeah, no. That makes me feel good as well. okay, all right. You would start to get annoyed though, right? If you know, you're like, okay, I'll have solace in the fact that the human species is gonna die, become extinct.
Yeah.
But then what if one day a scientist guy is like, hey, I've worked out how we can travel through time and space at no consequence. We can easily identify and terraform if we need other planets.
Yep.
The human race is going to live indefinitely.
Mm.
Even if Earth explodes one day, we're already in every part of the universe.
Sure.
That I feel like then you'd be like, I really should have studied harder.
But even if all of that happens, and this is a message to you, dear listener, even if all that happens, someone comes back and says, the human race will live on inevitably, we're going to colonize all different worlds, no one's going to remember you.
Well, they'll probably remember the guy that came up with the travel to go everywhere.
Yeah.
It'll probably be called that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, just as an idea, it's probably like Elon Musk.
Sure.
You know? Like, hey, you wanna Elon Musk over to Mars? You know, people use it as an adjective.
It's in common parlance. People just...
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry, just you working out whether that was an adjective or not.
Yeah, adjective. It's doing word, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that still wasn't right for that context. Anyway.
We'll move on swiftly. Okay. You know, it's been 82 episodes and we haven't nailed this shower thoughts formula yet. We still say one and then we both go, yep.
That was like, we attempted to do an episode, just so you know, listeners, with our friend Eden, but our recording equipment totally... screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
We had to scrap the episode.
Mm.
And one of the funniest things that happened was I said something. It was a shower thought or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a statement. And he gave me a nod like, yeah? And kind of like waiting for more.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is weird. How are we meant to continue talking about this subject. And I was like, no, this is what the podcast is.
Yeah.
That was my eyebrows raised back to him.
Yeah, like, we had to be like, this is it, man.
This is the
show. We just sit in it.
Yeah, that's right. Good or bad? Because who's got time for editing?
Good
right?
or bad? It's out every Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. Anyway, okay, I've got another one here. This is by F8G9. A sure sign that you're getting old is when people start saying, you still got it, in regards to any skill you have.
Oh. Do you think you still got anything?
I don't think I had anything to begin with. So,
and we're too new at podcasting to still have it. But plus, we don't have it.
Yeah, that's right. I would love the idea that, you know, I'm like 75 and I do something. Mm-hmm. And somebody's like, oh, you still got it. I'm like, I had something to begin with? Oh, my God.
Why didn't anyone tell me I had it in the first place?
Why wasn't I doing this my whole life? You've only now pointed out that I'm really good at something. I can't even pretend what that might be.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, I don't know, like snooker.
Sure. You still got it. Yeah.
Yeah. I play one game of snooker, totally nailed it. They're like, man, you still got it. I'm like, what?
Okay, so here's an example, I suppose. I used to be a very keen drawer, but I haven't drawn in a long time. So now if I drew again and it was good, do I still have it? Or has it not been long enough for me to still have it?
Do you know what I think is also associated with this?
Yeah.
Is not to be a downer on your drawing abilities, but I feel like it means more when it, or it's only really said when the skill or talent has had some sort of fame,
right,
or riches, or a thing that has defined that person's life.
Yeah,
you know, like maybe it's not rich or famous, but you've been a furniture builder for years, right?
Yeah.
And you do some very good furniture making.
Sure.
And you pass it on to your son and or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you've stopped doing it because your hands are a bit sore.
Bit
right?
brittle.
Getting a bit arthritis-y.
Yeah.
But then your son one day is like, hey, Dad, want to help me finish this thing?
Sure.
So you lube up your hands.
Okay.
And I think that's what you do. To get rid of arthritis, isn't that all it is?
Yeah, lube up your hands. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And then you do this magnificent join that your son / daughter could never do.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you still got it. You know?
Okay, right.
Because it's such a defining part of your life. Yeah. I feel like if it's just a, you know, a sort of hobby you had or something you were good at one point.
Right.
I feel like it's not, you know, it doesn't warrant the saying.
Do you think if that would have happened to you, right? You were famous. You become a famous furniture builder.
Yeah,
hands get
my live stream. Have I not told you that before?
No, you have.
Okay, good.
You made our couch. We all know this.
Yeah.
Your hands get brittle. Your son comes out, wants to help finishing this ottoman or whatever he's building. You lube your hands up.
Yeah.
You do this join, and he goes, oh, Dad, you still got it. Do you think you'd turn to him and smile with a kind of wry smile and go, don't you fucking condescend to me?
Yeah.
The fuck you talking about?
I've always had it.
I taught you everything you know, you ungrateful little shit.
At what point did you think I not had it anymore?
What, just because I wasn't doing it, you thought I lost it? I didn't want to fucking embarrass you. You embarrass me every day, to be honest with you, because your standard is subpar.
In the furniture world, I have to deny you being my son to other people, you know? They go, oh, do you see that shoddy furniture?
Yeah.
In that store, and I'd be like, oh yeah, I don't know whose son did that, but I would be embarrassed.
You know what, son, I still have it. You never fucking had it.
Yeah, I think that's how that would get down.
Do you ever get in this getting old thing, do you ever have a realization that you are getting older with maybe something that interests you or something that you find you're doing now?
I think all the time there's things that And we've sort of spoken about this before.
Right.
And I think it does, to me, has to do with wisdom, right?
Sure.
I feel like everyone sort of naturally becomes wiser as they get older. And to me, it's been more about doing things that I love and, enjoy doing, and less of things that I don't enjoy doing, putting myself in situations that, you know, I sort of feel like when you're younger. And not necessarily for a bad reason, but you just kind of try to be lots of different things.
Right.
you know, whether it's talking to a different group of people or, you know, and so as I've gotten older, I go like, I'm just going to do what I do.
Right.
And
so just like be you no matter what.
Yeah, that's right. Right. You know, you see those like really old people and they've got like socks with sandals and really high shorts.
Sure.
And you're like, oh man, I could never imagine, or at least when I was younger, I was like, I could never imagine being that comfortable wearing that stuff outside. But this guy's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'll do me.
I find that I'm becoming a lot more homely.
Yeah.
In fact, that's an apt word because in the last maybe like 2 years, just the idea of owning a house, I'd be like, oh man, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then I find, even recently, I don't know if you know this about me, but I've been watching like a home renovation show.
Okay, yeah.
And now like I walk into a place, I'm like, fuck, that's a good feature wall.
I could really do something with that wall there.
You could put it in a nice display piece up there.
Yeah.
Fuck, look at that lamp.
I'd like to whack a bit of varnish on that. So
like sometimes you walk into a nice house and you're like, oh man, this is lovely.
Yeah, that's true.
Look at the furniture.
Yeah. That's very true, actually. Yeah, aesthetic things. Mm-hmm. I think when you get older you just appreciate more.
Yeah.
I think in the same context is different sort of cultures and stuff as well, a little bit. You know, I was watching, my mom was like watching some Celtic dancing something today, and I was like, wow, that looks really cool. But like even 5 years ago, there's no way that I'd be like, oh, what morons.
I reckon, give us time, Nelson, give us like 2 years
and I could be a Celtic dancer.
No, we'll be going to watch those Andre Rieu concerts.
I actually love Andre Rieu. I think he's brilliant. My mum watched him once because she's that right age bracket.
She's a middle-aged Italian woman. That is right in the center of Andre Rieu fanhood.
Oh, yeah. She's going to love the fact that you said middle-aged, by the way. I sat down and watched it with her once, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy is so charming. Like, I cannot believe it. He's a very charismatic guy.
My favorite thing about Andre Rieu is his fan base, because when I worked at the cinema, we played a lot of his concerts.
Yeah.
And because I was the tech guy, I had to run, because they were a live satellite, I had to run, so I had to sit up there while they played. So I would watch them because you kind of had to. But what I like is his fan base is of that generation where being from a different country is interesting. He would be like, guys, this is our violinist. He is from Poland. And everyone goes,
ooh, Poland. Yeah,
like, that is the impressive fact.
Actually, do you know, I was thinking about that today is when I was just then I was watching a Q&A session with it was a panel of people.
Sure.
And it was Q&A. So people from the audience were getting up and they're like, hi, I'm so-and-so from blah, blah. And I just think that's a weird concept. Be like, I'm from here.
Yeah.
Give me some sort of credence. Yeah.
Guys.
Exactly. Like, Chicago, I'm from here. Like, why does anybody care? Yeah. Really?
Where you from? Okay. Can we make a deal that if we ever, for any reason, do a Q&A and people for some reason travel to it,
yeah,
and someone gets up and goes, oh, hey, I'm Ben. I'm from Sydney. We're like, so?
Yeah. What? You think you're better than us? Because you've traveled from Sydney? Yeah, that's true. Unless I will make exceptions for like Antarctica.
Yeah, okay, right.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
And anything else, not really.
And you like, really care. That is so interesting. Come up on stage. You can ask Nelson or I a question, or you can ask the Alaskan guy a question.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've got a lot.
We'll just start talking to this guy from Antarctica. Is that the right one? Or the Arctic? Which one can you live? You know, because there's one that, like, there's no solid land or some book.
Why would you think I know this?
Sometimes you have little, you know, jewels of knowledge that come out. I'm like, wow, Cambo, I thought you were way dumber than that.
No, I am dumb. I just have weird pockets of information that are very unuseful, except for very specific circumstances on random episodes of a podcast about nothing.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, fun fact about the pocket watch or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I like to occasionally throw things at you just to see.
So this is just...
My ratio is only like, you know, like probably 95% to 5%. Yeah. Like 95% failure. But for those 5% that hit, God, you've got some good, interesting knowledge.
Occasionally you just close your eyes and throw a dart at the dartboard and occasionally it fucking hits the board.
Bullseye.
Yeah. What's the worst
or triple 20. Oh. that was... Anyway... never mind. Okay, I have one for last one for you, Cambo.
Yep.
Before we move into Ask Reddit, this is by Yangchi2436. You could add any numbers after 3.14159265385 87, and people would probably believe you if you said you knew the first 100 digits of pi.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
I think two things. One is, who cares?
Yeah.
Who's going to be like, hey, I know the 100 digits of pi, and then they start going, and you're like, why are you going? What? I was never going to ask you to do this.
I took it on face value.
Why you spent so much time doing this?
Why do you assume that if you know that I also know that
enough
for when you say it out? I'll be like. That is correct.
Yeah. That's right. There's no point, like, there's no interest to me whatsoever.
I mean, to me, I vaguely knew was 3.141.
Yeah, that's literally all I knew, too.
So anything after that is a real, like, shady memory in my mind. I wouldn't want to look dumb, and I was like, yeah, maybe.
Mm. Well, I just wouldn't commit to anything. The second thing is, you do look dumb.
Well, every episode.
Because pi is actually 3.14159265358 9. But I said 87 and you didn't pick up on it.
I know. What an idiot.
Put on your dunce cap and get in the corner again.
Damn it. God. Every week you trick me with another mathematics question.
With another digit of pi.
I've never remembered.
One day I'd like you to come in to the show and know if you, I will totally accept that our whole episode will revolve around you reciting pi if you can one day do that
to the 100th digit
or more. Don't limit yourself.
No, I'm going to limit myself to 100. Okay. If you don't mind.
100's pretty good though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, all right, next week tune in, Cambo, to
maybe
recite.
Maybe for the 100th episode, I'll recite pi to 100.
Okay, that'd be impressive.
We don't have anything planned for 100th episode, and it is rapidly approaching. So if you have a better idea than me reciting pi to the 100th digit, like, I don't know, a live show or something, let us know.
Wait.
We'll either do that or we'll get a guest. It'll be one of those two things.
Okay, how about we do this, right? We have a challenge.
Yeah.
To see who can remember the most digits of pi.
Yeah, because that's fine. You know why?
Yeah.
Because after 3.14152653589, you're not going to even know if I'm correct.
No, we'll have like a sheet in front of us. I wasn't going to be like, we'll let the listeners judge. I don't know.
This episode is nonsense.
But we like take it in turns. I don't know. Anyway. Okay. Oh, yeah, that'd be good. I'd be like, okay, 3. And then you say 0.1. And then I say 4. And then you say 1. Right. And we just keep going until one of us picks up on the other person.
Or the other one is willing to call the bluff that we've been doing. When I'm like, 4. And you're like, 6. Neither of us want to admit that we don't know if that is the next number. And all the listeners are sitting there being like, maybe.
Wow, these guys are impressed. We just keep going for an hour. Yeah. We're like, well, I guess that's the show when we're both winners.
Subscribe, I guess.
Alrighty. All right, well, that's it for Shower Thoughts. Gambit. Let's get into Ask Reddit.
Okay.
Ask Reddit. This Ask Reddit is by Dead Jellyfish. Oh, God, I've pressed something.
What have you pressed?
Never mind. What are the superpowers that people think it's good to have but are actually fucked up? It's good to have. People think it's good to have. I feel like this sentence isn't well written.
This sentence isn't well.
Yeah.
I guess mind reading. comes up a lot as a superpower. Yeah,
I think that would...
I'd hate to have that. Yeah. Because I think weird stuff all the time. And then I'm like, oh, geez, why did I think that?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you see a kid, you're like, I can fucking push that kid into traffic. And then you're like, oh, what did I think? That's so weird. Yeah. And then you look over and someone would just be like, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the problem. Is like, okay, if I was a mind reader, I would never have sex again. There is no way that I'm risking that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because, like, everyone in sex is like, I wonder if they'll let me... oh, no, I shouldn't ask. And then they'd be like, no. Like, oh, okay, well... Oh, no.
No, well, I'm thinking it's more the fact that I always fool myself into thinking that she's having a good time. Okay, and you know, she's too polite to say otherwise.
Oh, so
but if I can hear the thoughts, she's like, "Oh my god, when's this going to be over?" And he's like, "Oh, he wants to change position. Oh, I guess so. I guess I'll so I can stop looking at him for a bit."
Because there is the fear that you could be, you know, having what you deem as good sex, and then your mind starts drifting, and you start hearing a voice in their, you know, their thoughts going,
"Yeah."
3.14592. Oh, no. Actually, let's wait. See how far should you go here? And then you're not concentrating.
And then, I'd be like, half, you know, we'd be like halfway through sex and I just, we'd just sort of stop there for a second.
Yeah.
She's in thought about pie. I'm bewildered. And then at the end when she's like, I think that's about as far as I go, I'll be like, that was the most amazing sex I've ever had in my life.
I finished a long ago.
Yeah, I'm so impressed.
Yeah, I think my reading would mind. Did you have one that you think that would be a bad superpower?
I think an overlooked element of flying, because I think a lot of people want to fly, is that it would be really cold.
Yeah.
You'd be really cold, right. I think. You know, and it's not good like every day.
Yeah.
Like if it's essentially like if you're a motorbike rider, you know, not every day is a good motorbike riding day.
Sure.
If it's wet and windy and whatever, it would just suck.
Yeah.
It's a sucky
Superman
power.
Doesn't have super warmth, does he?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And also, like, another problem with flying, and I'm going to bring up Superman again because he's kind of like the staple.
Yeah, yeah.
But you look at a movie, I think it's like Superman 3 or Superman 4, he grabs Lois Lane and they fly. They fly from California. They fly from, like, Los Angeles to, like, San Francisco.
Right.
They get there in, like, a couple of seconds.
Right.
I'm like, she'd be dead.
Yeah, that's
the
right.
The Air Force that you're putting on that poor woman through the air, she'd be dead.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. She wouldn't, like, be able to breathe, I reckon.
No.
Yeah, it's just rushing too fast. God. So, yeah, I think flight is a problem. I'm trying to think of, like, you know, okay, let's just go generic superpower.
Yeah.
And what problem can you come up with? Okay. So, I'm going to say teleportation.
Okay, teleportation. I mean, I would be constantly scared because I imagine teleportation, you need to go, I need to visualize where I'm going to go.
Okay, right.
And my fear would always be that I can't visualize it enough and I end up in a wall. Like half of my body is on one side of the wall, half of my body is on the other, and I'm just dead.
Okay.
Because it's just concrete and bricks between me.
Yeah, you'd last like 2 days.
What if you teleported? Like,
oh my God, I've got this amazing power. I'm dead.
Yeah. Well, like, imagine you're like, oh, and they thought they could lock me in prison, did they?
Yeah.
And you kind of put your finger up to your temple, and then you teleport in between the bars. Yeah. Just running through.
Like, oh, God. Oh, my kidneys.
I should have thought 1 foot in front of me.
Yeah. My fear with teleportation is that I would become extremely obese, right?
Okay, right.
If it was far easier to teleport than, you know, your like version of teleportation, I'd be like, oh man, I'm just going to teleport everywhere. I am not going to move a muscle in my body ever again. And I think then, you know, just after a while, I'd just be super obese because I have no, you know, incidental exercise.
Right.
I wouldn't need to walk to the car and then walk back.
Incidental exercise. I like that as a phrase.
Yeah. It's a thing. I didn't just make that up.
Okay. I know.
Okay. Just checking.
I didn't know.
Okay. All right. Let's do another question here.
Okay.
This is... Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. That's good because we're sort of running out of time. Let's do this one. This is my Stone Circle 2.
Okay.
without listening to it, what is your... Okay, it was written, but what is your phonetic interpretation of the intro to The Lion King? But instead of phonetic, I want you to sing, if you will.
Okay, so whenever I think of it, I think of a wrong version. But an old friend of mine, Jai, used to sing this particular version.
Okay.
And now it's what I think of. Okay, the problem is I'm struggling to think of whatever the first word he said was.
Thank you.
I think it's, you're gonna pick up a bitch in a bar.
Okay.
So that's what I think of.
Okay.
Sexist.
If
I'm being honest. God. But that's what I think of every time.
All right. Mine is... That's all I get.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It sounds right-ish.
Yeah. Right in.
What, just about anything? Hey, just right in. Anyway, whatever you want.
No, with their phonetic interpretation of the... What's this? Oh, yeah, okay. Nah, okay. That's it. All right, that's it.
Hang on. Let's break that down. Hey, wait, what's this? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Correct. All right. So that's it for Ask Reddit. But now we can get into the questions to make you like us. So regular listeners of the show will know that we did a series of 36 questions.
Correct.
To make you, the listeners, fall in love with us. Mm-hmm. And we to you, and they were made up by some scientist guy,
yep.
Whatever.
Stolen and by the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Well, stolen from us, who we stole from this study. I think that's how that happened. Anyway, you fell in love with this. It was really weird, mm-hmm. So we wanted you to just like us. So in the same study, there was another set of questions to make you like us. We're up to question...
Okay, I just read this question. It's so boring.
It's so shit. It's really so bad.
I apologize. I'm going to go really quickly because this is not interesting.
I think it's 13. I think we're up to 13 or something. Yeah, okay. 14 maybe. Anyway, tell the names and ages of your family members, including grandparents, aunts, and uncles, and where they were born, to the extent you know this information.
Okay.
Go on, quick. Just quick.
Wait. Just, I need to work it. Do you want me to go oldest to youngest to youngest to oldest?
Do whatever you need to do.
All right.
Random order. Alphabetical. I want alphabetical order.
No, that's not going to happen. Aunties and uncles?
I have no idea.
No. I'm going to... Okay.
What their ages are.
I'm going to narrow it down to just grandparents, parents, brothers and sisters for the sake of fucking everyone listening.
Okay.
Dad's side.
Yep.
My granddad, his name is George. He's 80-odd.
Okay, good. Next.
My grandma.
I'm not going to ask any questions about these relatives because I don't care.
same age, I guess. Her name's Nell.
Nell?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Keep going.
My dad's name is Stephen.
Yeah.
My mum's name is Terry.
Okay.
My parents' names are Barry and Jeanette.
Okay.
I don't know, 80. How old are parents? Grandparents.
I like how it's just the standard age for grandparents.
Yeah, 80.
How old are grandparents? 80.
Okay, that's my parents and my grandparents. My oldest brother is David. He is exactly 3 years older than me to the day.
Whoa.
Yep.
To the hour?
No.
Okay.
Between David and I is John. He is a year and a half older than me. Then there's myself. I am Michael.
Yeah.
I'm 27. Yeah, my brother's 30. That's weird that I know that because my brother's 30. Yeah. And then under me is my sister Kate. She's 20-something.
Okay. She's just a 20-something.
Yeah, 4-ish.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go. Okay. Mother's side. Grandparents.
Yeah.
B.R.J.
Oh, they're Italian.
Is that right? Yeah, one... So I actually don't know my mother's mum's name.
Yeah, well, my dad's mum's name is Nell, but that's not her actual name. That's just
is it Nelson?
People. Yeah.
Have you ever asked? I don't know my mother's mum's name. I think B.R.J. Oh, crap. I'm not even 100% sure
Nelson,
if that's right.
This isn't interesting enough to dwell on.
Anyway, sorry. He's passed away, so zero? Do you go back to zero? Does it start over again?
Yeah.
I think so.
Clock restarts.
I don't know how old he got up to. Then my dad's side is John and Mary. Mm-hmm. How generic are those names?
Pretty generic, yeah.
They are also at age zero.
Okay.
Or presumably 80-ish, you know. Mom and Dad, Lee and Maria.
Yep.
They're about 60, in their 60s.
Between 60 and 80.
Between 60 and 80. And then maybe like mid-60s. Anyway. And then my siblings, mm-hmm. I have mm-hmm. Two older brothers, one older sister.
Yep.
It is James, Stephen, and Lauren going down in descending age.
Stephen, fun fact, did the theme songs for the show.
He did the theme song. So James is... how old am I? So I'm 28, which means that my sister is 33.
Yep.
So then my Stephen is 34 and my other brother's 35. So you only need to remember one of them and then you got the others. And
so you're the youngest. That's
it. And I'm the youngest. Yeah. I was the mistake. 5 years apart. They were all 1 year apart. And then I'm 5 years after that.
Yeah.
Anywho. Yeah.
My sister's 5 years after all of us as well.
Okay.
She's a real, she's a real Nelson.
Yeah. That's just how you describe it.
Yeah.
But only since knowing me.
No, even before. I'm like, this will make sense one day. I'll make it make sense. Then when I met you, I'm like, this is perfect.
I'm going to make you my friend. And you're going to be pathetic.
Tell me about your family history.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Not good. That was probably the worst question we've had.
I think one of them was about newspapers. Could have been worse.
That was pretty bad. Okay. Anyway. That we can go into the Ask Me Anything now, where listeners of the show, just like you, listener, can write into us and ask us anything you like of us. We've got two here, surprisingly, just like every week. Now, Cambo, you were going to do one.
I'll take Amanda's one. I'm going to have to trim it a little just for time because she does talk a little bit about her camping.
I normally trim hers, and I feel like I've said in the past, hey, no offense, we read them all.
I have read this email previously, but she does talk about her camping trip a little bit. But then she says, anyway.
Great photos, by the way.
All of this camping talk brings me to my question.
Oh, okay.
It's one that I frequently torture myself with because after 2 days of camping, I start having wild fantasies about doing the laundry and I obsess constantly about showers.
Okay.
I mean, we've all been there, Amanda. You know, I think sex scenes in movies are boring as, but I get terrifically excited when a filthy, disheveled character gets all cleaned up.
Oh, man, Amanda, you're so dirty.
I actually feel kind of the same, though. When someone's really dirty, has a shower, I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were really dirty and dusty and grubby and sweaty and all your clothes are absolutely filthy, but you had some mental reason, you could only wash either your clothes or yourself, your choice. Do you get under the shower and come out smelling like a rose, only to put on a bunch of filthy rags? Or do you continue to resemble and smell like a rabid yeti while being dressed appropriately to meet the queen? Take care. Thanks for making me laugh. Hugs, Amanda.
Okay. I think I would rather wear, I was going to say clean clothes, but then... And I was basically okay with that until I started to think about my junk. For some reason...
All right, you don't want grubby junk.
Having grubby junk, I feel could be... I feel like that's sort of the worst part of it for me. I don't know. But otherwise, I feel like I'm okay if I was otherwise grubby.
Right.
There's something about putting dirty clothes on that I just don't like.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Okay, here's my loophole, Nelson.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking about loophole as well.
I would clean me,
but
then I wouldn't dry off before I put my clothes on.
Okay.
Hoping some of the water might seep into my clothes and wash them a little.
Okay.
And then remove the clothes, let them dry, and then put them back on.
Okay, right. Or you then just like loosen up the hard dirt that's formed into there that then goes onto your clean skin. And you're dirty instantly after the shower.
But the point is, if you put on dirty clothes, wouldn't you get dirty again anyway?
Yeah, I don't know. I think this is the conundrum. I think it's just as logical a thing. Okay, now this is what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
Clean my body. Mm-hmm. Buy new clothes.
Right. I mean, presumably...
She didn't say anything about not buying new clothes, I'm pretty sure.
And, okay, I was maybe naively, Nelson, presuming that we were in some kind of a jungle in this scenario.
Right.
But you're correct. And I'm sorry, Amanda, but you need to really specify a lot because we will find a way out.
Yeah.
If I'm just in a city...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I'm buying new clothes every day. I don't care.
What does it say about us and where we
are? If I was in the jungle, I'd go nude.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need clothes in the jungle.
Go back to nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
What does it say about us and where we are in life that our listeners are like, oh, I've got one for you? Would you rather shower yourself clean or wear clean clothes? And we actually take time to go, yeah, that's a good question, actually. Let's think about this.
I think this is the perfect question to have.
No, that's the thing. I am so torn about this question. But should I be? Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay, good. Thank you for the question, Amanda. Here's one by Rowan.
Ooh, cousin Rowan.
Gentlemen, fun fact. Aldi in North America is called Trader Joe's, I assume because it sounds more American. Oh. It sounds very American. It
does. And I'm aware of Trader Joe's. Had no idea that that was Aldi.
Yeah, same here, yeah. Okay, so... But surely they would still have all the like weird products that are definitely from another country.
Yeah.
It's weird to be like, hey, Trader Joe's, very American. Then you go in there and you look at any product and you're like, well, this has got, you know, like Russian on it.
A Cronenberg TV.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
I'm just reading this question. There's a theme to our questions here.
Okay. MA43.0. You are stranded on an island together, and for some reason you can't wash your clothes or put... No, wait, that's not... And for some reason have a six-month-old baby and a 60-year-old lady with you. You've managed to radio for help, but by the time help arrives, you will have starved to death.
Mm-hmm.
You have two choices. Oh, Jesus Christ. Eat the baby or lady to survive. Who do you eat? Thanks to my mate Daz for this question. Cheers, Kelson Rowan.
I'm not going to thank Daz for this question if it's all the
Daz,
same.
F you, Daz. I was going to say, why isn't he the one writing in? Well, I don't want him to write in anymore.
No, I do, actually. That'd be... Yeah, Daz, write in. What I like about a lot of questions that are posed to us is somewhere in the question there are the words, for some reason.
Yeah.
You can have a shower, but for some reason, I don't know, you have to wash your clothes or your skin.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. It's just preparing you for any situation in the world.
Yeah.
Where you just happen to be in, you know, like maybe we're in a plane crash, right? And the only surviving people are those people, you know, like this could happen to us.
That's a resilient baby as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It was.
Cause they have that soft skull thing, don't they?
Yeah, maybe it had a bit of a sort of cone head, so it just when it went into the water, it just glided through. There was no impact.
Right. Okay. I guess the lady.
Yeah, I think the lady.
Yeah.
For morally, more meat, more than anything.
It's like morally sure, but we're not going to get much of a baby together.
Yeah, that's right. I mean. I do think, though, there would be some, like, I feel like, if I'm looking for pros for eating a baby, right? don't want to.
Yeah.
But if I had to.
Right.
I think it would taste nicer.
Okay.
You know?
Like,
I'm thinking of, like, chicken wings, sort of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lamb and, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Whereas I feel like old lady, it's like, no, it's old meat.
I've got questions.
It's going to be chewy for sure.
I've got questions for Daz.
Yeah.
Right? He says, but by the time help gets there, mm-hmm. we'll have starved to death. But how long do we need to survive? Because depending on how long it needs to be, you need to choose which is going to give you the right amount of meat. Because even if we're like, oh, you know, the baby will taste better, if we need to survive for like 8 weeks, that baby's not going
to
do that.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
To seal this up is we avoid eating each other.
Right.
Completely to the point where we are literally just on the verge of dying.
Yep.
The very verge of dying. But we only need, if we just eat one tiny bit of meat,
right,
it would take us to the next day.
Yep.
And that next day is when help arrives.
Mm-hmm. Like,
and they've told us that weirdly. We're like, how long it's going to take? And they'll be like, oh, just before, literally just before you die.
It'll be one day after that.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but then presumably by that stage, an old lady and a baby, they're dead.
I mean, but
so we don't even have to, you know, have the moral consequence of killing someone.
And I feel like, and this is getting so much more detailed than I wanted it to.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really eat part of a baby and have it live. But you could eat part of an old lady and have her live.
Oh.
You could lop off an arm.
Okay. Yeah, that's,
you could lop off a hand. Like, start on the hand and work up.
I like how it would be like, look, we've got to eat some of you.
Yeah. You and can have some.
And she's like, why don't one of you put up something? You know, why aren't you offering up a limb? And we're like, well,
for some reason,
60.
For some reason, this is the situation.
Yeah, yeah. For some reason, it has to be you. I'm sorry.
Ask Daz. We don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So I guess. Yeah, you just start chopping off part of the leg. Isn't that like in this is like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Isn't that how they start eating people or something?
I don't know.
So I think they eat people in that, and it's that they're really starving, and then I don't know. Anyway,
you know what I like about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Mm-hmm. That is a movie title in which you know what you're getting.
Yeah, that's
you can't
right.
walk out of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre and be like, well. I did not expect that.
If he used an axe, you'd be really disappointed.
Yeah, but like you can't come out of there being like, that was grotesque.
Yeah.
You went into the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, it was in Texas. He had a chainsaw. It was a massacre.
Yeah, it's good.
That's all you needed.
Good solid title.
Alrighty.
Unlike the squid in the whale, which is about a divorce.
Mm.
Very misleading.
So strange. Alrighty. That's it for the show. If listeners would like to contact us or write into us for the AMA, just like Rowan or Amanda, you can do so through our Gmail, Reddit podcast, R-E-A-D-I-T podcast, gmail.com. You can reach us through Facebook, Twitter, and our subreddit.
Yep.
It's all R-E-A-D-I-T podcast.
Yep.
And please subscribe.
Yeah.
We'd appreciate it if you subscribe. But specifically, also, could you rate us on iTunes?
That would be great.
Like right now, just give us a rate.
If you could just do us one solid.
Yeah.
Right. Pay it forward for the free entertainment we'd be providing 82 episodes.
Yeah.
All we ask is one little thing. Just go in there and press 5 stars. Whatever. You know, whatever. But whatever.
Yeah. But do it.
Yeah.
Let's just say for some reason. You have to do this right now because tomorrow you might die.
Okay, and we'll make you this promise. You rate us 5 stars. If you start a podcast and you let us know, we'll rate you 5 stars.
Mm. No, I will. I will. I mean, it's just an effort though, isn't it?
No, my point is it's not an effort.
It's really easy. It's so easy. Sorry, I forgot. Man, it's so easy. That's it.
Yeah. If you want us to do anything other than talk the 100 digits of pi for episode 100, write in with what you want us to do.
No, I think that's a solid idea.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening. We will read you later.